story of Mert and Marge. Captain O'Toole of the Homicide Squad is leaving no stone unturned in his efforts to prove Myrtle Spear guilty of Ray Hunt's murder, and has advised her to get a lawyer fast. In just a moment, we'll go on with today's episode of the story of Mert and Marge. It's about 10 o'clock the following morning. In Captain O'Toole's office, the questioning of the cast of Hayfield's Pleasures goes on, and we hear...
Well, sit down, Miss Davis. It's Nell Davis, isn't it?
Yes, and I've already told you all I know.
Hello, I've got your statement. I'm only going to question you about that gun Clarence brought into the dressing room.
Oh.
Now, Miss Nell, here is a chart of that dressing room. Show me just about the spot where you put the gun.
Well, it was on this side of the room, right about the part of the shelf where we put our hats and things.
It's just about even with the fourth chair on that side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Who sits in that first chair here?
Myrtle Spear. And she has the first space under the high shelf for her costume.
Who dresses next to her?
Margie Minter. And then I'm next to her. And then Gwen Rogers. And then Billy DeVere. And then Floss Oakley. And then...
Well, look at this chart. You say you put the gun about... Here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Rogers' clothes hang under that part of the shelf.
And all the girls were in the dressing room when you put that gun up there.
Yes, and everybody in the room saw me put it up there.
Could you describe the gun?
Oh, it was a little bit of a thing.
Now, this is a revolver.
Well, it was something like that, only smaller.
Did anybody leave the dressing room?
Yes, Clarence did, just as they were calling 15 minutes. And then he came back again in a minute with clean gloves for the letter number.
Who was the next one to leave the dressing room?
Well, let me see. Mert left the dressing room.
Did she act strange or say anything?
No, I don't remember her acting strangely. She just seemed in a hurry.
In a hurry, eh? Did she move away from her dressing table or make any unnecessary maneuvers about the room?
I don't know what you're driving at.
I'm asking you a question.
I didn't see her do any maneuvering. All she did was put on her clean white gloves and get her letter uniform cap off the shelf.
Oh, she reached up on the shelf.
Well, she had to get the cap.
How far would she have to reach for the gun?
Well, you can see for yourself on that chart. She'd have had to reach all the way over to where Gwen sits, and boy, that's a long reach.
Did anyone look up on the shelf after she went out to see if the gun was still there?
I don't remember. I know I didn't. I shoved it back onto some hats.
You mean that unless someone went over to the shelf and looked up there, they couldn't have seen it under the hats?
I'm sure they couldn't.
Did anything startle you, like a gunshot?
We didn't hear any gunshots. All of a sudden, we heard that terrible scream, and we all rushed out of the dressing room and up to the corridor.
Were you all ready for the stage at the time?
Oh, sure. Because just before we heard the scream, overture had been called.
All right, Miss Davis. You're a very good witness.
Well, I hope I haven't put my foot in my mouth.
It's a pretty foot. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. May I go now?
Yes, Nell.
Oh, Captain, I got something to tell you, but I didn't want to interrupt you before.
Well, go ahead, spill it, Joe. Something new, Joe?
Yeah. We found the mate to the glove that was in Hunt's office the night Hunt was murdered. Hey, here it is, sir.
Well, that's good. Where did you find it?
In Vivian Clark's apartment.
Good work, Joe.
Say, I had Vivian brought over here. She's sitting outside.
Well, Jack Arnold should be here any minute. He'd probably want to work on that dame. Oh, by the way, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Did you and Eddie... searched that chick's dressing room after we got to the theater the night of the murder?
Yeah, we both searched. Every inch of it, Captain. But we found no gun.
Well, I have my suspicions of how that gun got off that shelf. Oh, hello, Arnold.
Hello, O'Toole.
Glad you're back.
Thanks. Mrs. Hunt and I flew back last night on the last plane.
Well, Arnold, did you have any trouble with Mrs. Hunt up in Boston?
No, everything went along very quietly.
Has Mrs. Hunt any idea that she's under suspicion?
I don't know, O'Toole. She goes around in sort of a dazed manner and acts as if she doesn't seem to know yet what it's all about.
That Vivian dame is outside.
Uh-huh.
And look, Arnold, here is the mate to that glove that was found in Hunt's dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
The boys found this one in Vivian's apartment, and they sure match.
Oh, let me have them, O'Toole.
Here they are. I'm going out for a while. Joe,
uh-huh.
Send Vivian in here.
Okay. Oh, Miss Vivian, Mr. Arnold wants to talk to you.
You want me, Mr. Arnold?
Oh, yes, Vivian. Sit down, please.
Yeah.
Vivian, just how long did you know Ray Hunt?
Well, I met him just before I joined the Pleasures this season.
Did you like him?
Yeah, he was a good fella, a good spender. He told me he was the scout for Hayfield and responsible for me getting the job of the Pleasures.
You were in love with him?
Well, yeah.
Did you know he had a wife?
I found that out the day he brought her to New York.
Do you remember when that was?
Well, it was 8 or 9 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever talk about his wife to you?
He was always telling me about how his wife misunderstood him and how unhappy he was. He even went so far as to tell me if he could get a divorce from her, he'd marry me.
Mm-hmm. During that time, did you ever see him get affectionate with anybody else in the show?
Well, I heard he was two-timing me with Spear, but he always denied it. I guess he gave her the same dirty deal he gave me. Finally, I realized what a fool I'd been.
You mean you really had made a fool of yourself?
Yeah. All at once, he got so tired of me, he hardly ever spoke to me. And then just a few weeks ago, I saw him hanging around the little Minter kid. And I told him one day that if I saw him making any passes at that kid, I'd call on his wife and spill the beans. Guess it frightened him a little for a while.
And did you continue to see him?
No. I began to realize what a heel he really was.
Now, you say Hunt promised to do things for you.
Oh, he was always promising things. Another big dance in the show, salary raise, better billing.
Mm-hmm. One of the witnesses tells me that on the day that Hunt gave you your notice, you went into his office.
Yes.
Who was in there at the time?
Myrtle Spear.
What did you say to Hunt?
I don't remember.
Did you say these words just as you were leaving? One of these days, Ray Hunt, you're going to pay for this, and you won't even have time to be sorry.
Did Spear tell you that? Well, if she did, here's what I heard her say when I got outside the door.
What did she say?
She said, well, I'll tell you, Hunt, if you're playing any tricks on Margie, I'll double what Vivian just said.
Tell me, why were you in the theater the night of Hunt's murder?
I've told you before, I went in to see Schwartz.
Who was the first one you saw when you came into the theater?
I saw Spear talking to Pat, the doorman.
About what time was that?
Well, I don't know. It must have been about 5 minutes after 8.
Did you talk to Myrtle Spear?
Yeah, just for a minute.
What did you talk about, Vivian?
I don't remember what we said. I was so mad and excited.
What were you excited about?
Well, I was upset because of being fired.
All right, now I'll tell you what you said to Myrtle Spear in that conversation the night of the murder. You said, one of these days Hunt is going to be all through. His light is going out. Show business would be better off if Hunt were 6 feet underground.
Did Spear tell you that? If she did, she's only trying to protect herself. You better keep your eye on her.
All right, Vivian, all right. When you went downstairs to see Max Schwartz, how long did you stay there?
Well, just a few minutes.
You said it was about 5 minutes after 8 when you went downstairs. Well, I've questioned Max Schwartz and all the orchestra boys, and all of them have said that you were still downstairs when 15 minutes was called, that you went upstairs using the stairway on the opposite side of the stage from the stage entrance.
Well, the orchestra room downstairs is on that side.
Did you cross the stage behind the backdrop, or did you walk across the stage through the set?
Well, I walked through the set.
Did you see any of the stagehands?
No.
Did you go directly out of the theater?
Well, yes.
Was anybody in the corridor?
No.
You say you went directly out of the theater. Which way'd you go?
Up to Broadway.
And you met Mrs. Hunt?
Yeah.
What did you say to her?
Why...
You told her Ray Hunt was murdered, didn't you?
I didn't say he was murdered. I said he was dead.
How did you know he was dead?
Well, I don't know. I heard somebody call
Vivian
out...
Vivian Clark, you're lying. How could you tell Mrs. Hunt he was dead when nobody else knew it at the time?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Oh, just a minute, Vivian. Have you ever seen this glove? You see, it's a light tan kid glove with brown stitching on the back.
No, I never saw it
this
before.
This glove with the right hand was found by Captain O'Toole of the Homicide Squad in Hunt's office right after the murder. Here's the mate to it. Found in your apartment.
I don't know anything about it.
Vivian, you were in Hunt's office that night. You talked to Hunt, and it must have been from the time you left Max Schwartz until you went out the stage door. You took off that right glove for some reason. Now, come through, Vivian. You shot Hunt, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Do you know who did do it?
No, I tell you, I don't know anything about
it. Then how did you know he was dead when you met Mrs. Hunt?
I'll tell you if you'll only believe me. I'll tell you. When I came across the stage, I decided to go in and have another talk with Hunt and tell him I was going to see his wife. I walked in.
Go on.
He was sitting in his chair, slumped down. I thought he was asleep, and then I looked again and I saw he was dead.
Why didn't you call someone? Why didn't you scream?
I was paralyzed with fright.
What did you do?
Well, The first thought that came to me was that he'd been murdered, and I thought of all the things I'd said and the people who'd heard me say them.
What position was Hunt in when you went into that room?
He was slumped down on a chair facing the door. I went over to the window, thinking I might open it and get out that way so nobody'd know I'd been there.
Did you go out the window?
No, I couldn't. There were bars on the window. I must have dropped my glove while opening the window.
And all that time you didn't make a sound or let anyone know you had found Hunt.
I tell you, Mr. Arnold, I was paralyzed with fright.
Then what did you do?
I opened the door softly and went out and closed it behind me. And there was nobody in the corridor, so I went out by the stage door and then up the street.
And you say you met Mrs. Hunt?
She was standing there looking in the window, as I told you.
What were the exact words you said to her?
I told her Hunt was dead.
Why did you tell her that?
I was so dazed and hysterical.
How could you be dazed and hysterical at the same time?
Well, maybe I was just hysterical.
And what time was it when you saw Mrs. Hunt?
Oh, I have no idea what time it was.
Did you hear 15 minutes call while you were in the theater?
I don't remember.
All right, Vivian.
I've told you the truth, Mr. Arnold. I've told you the truth.
You told me your story, Vivian. We'll get the truth later. I'm afraid we'll have to take you into custody.
Although Captain O'Toole thinks Mert killed Ray Hunt, this new evidence may change his opinions. Who did kill Ray Hunt? Don't miss the next thrilling episode of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.